Welcome to the podcast of Life Change Church, where we exist to love people to life change. We hope that this podcast is both challenging and encouraging to you. Enjoy the message.
All right. Do good stuff away. We are in our series entitled The Basics, and you are here on our Life Group Sunday, which is some exciting things. So we've got some fun stuff planned and some fun stuff planned for the next coming in a few weeks as well. I do want to remind you of a couple things. Tonight we do have student life at 5 p.m., so from 5 to 6 we do have student life. And then we also have prayer at 6 p.m., so from 6 to 7 we have prayer. And I'll challenge you to come out. It's just a service where we put some slides up and throw some music in the background and give you an hour to yourself with God where you can pray, connect with God however you can, however you want. And then there's also child care provided for that as well. And then I do want to remind you next week, if you look in your bulletin, we actually have baptisms coming up. So we have baptisms set up for second service. We're excited about that. So it's a time to celebrate those who've made a decision for Christ. And I will kind of tell you who's getting baptized. We have actually a number of our student life people being baptized. So it's just amazing things that student life's doing, right? Yeah. So, and it is still open for more. So if you are here and you've made a decision to follow Christ in the past few weeks and you want to take that next step and go public with that decision, what that is, baptism is the outward sign of an inward symbol. So we would be more than happy to celebrate with you. And you can simply just on your response card say, hey, I want to get baptized. And I will connect with you, follow up with you this week, and make that happen for you as well. And then also there will be baptisms coming up again. If you want more information on that, I would challenge you to come to our partnership class on February 18th, where we will go over all of that as well. But I'm excited with you that you're here today as we are jumping into this series entitled The Basics. And what we learned last week from this series is that focusing in on the basics is what determines positive results. Focusing on the basics is what determines positive results. And mastery in nearly any endeavor in life really results from understanding some fundamentals, from understanding the basics. And you see this all throughout life. In fact, I see this right now with my 4-year-old son. Just this past couple weeks, we actually signed him up for his first year of T-ball. Now, he thinks he's playing baseball because he doesn't want to play T-ball. He's like, no, Dad, I want to play baseball, not T-ball. But he's got to start at T-ball, right? And he starts at T-ball for a reason, because he has to learn the basics, right? He needs to learn the fundamentals first. He needs to learn how to swing level. He needs to learn how to keep his eye on the ball, right? He has to go back to the basics. Even right now, we're teaching him how to throw indoors. Sometimes mom's not always happy about that, but we're teaching him how to throw. So instead of just letting him free fall and wing it like crazy, right, we're going back to the basics. I'm saying set up, get your tee position right, aim your elbow to where you're throwing, and then follow through. Come on, Griff, you can do it. And he does it, right, because he's going back to the basics. And he needs to learn those fundamentals. He needs to learn the fundamentals of hitting, throwing, catching, running the bases, doing all this. He needs to learn the fundamentals of even good sportsmanship. He needs to learn how to win well. He needs to learn how to lose well so that he can actually have fun with the game, so that he can succeed at the game, so that he can experience these positive results. Listen, we want Griff to be good, but more than any of that, what we want him to do is we want him to have fun with it. We want him to enjoy it and enjoy and really experience some positive results, because focusing on the basics is what determines positive results. And it's true in all areas of our lives. It's true in our spiritual lives as well. In fact, our verse for this series is 2 Timothy 3:14 through 15. And Paul is telling Timothy to go back and remember the basics. So if you have your Bibles, go there with me. If you don't have a Bible, I always challenge you to download the YouVersion Bible app. You could put that on your phone. That way you can read your Bible every single day. And we want you reading your Bible every single day. Don't just wait for Sunday to open the Bible, but open it up every single day. 2 Timothy 3:14 through 15 says this. It says, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. We're called to go back to what we learned. We're called to revisit those. We're called to even revisit the things that we are convinced of, the things that may seem simple and easy to us. We're called to go back to. We're called to go back to the basics. And when we do, it'll make us wise. When we do, it'll help us grow, and it'll grow in our faith, and we will become better. Again, focusing on the basics is what determines positive results. And last week, we looked at the basic of prayer. And I want to challenge you again to come out tonight to put those basics in action. In fact, we're going to go over really the Lord's Prayer again and give you an hour to pray through the Lord's Prayer tonight at prayer service. So I encourage you to come out. But today, what we're going to do is we're going to spend some time and we're going to look at the basic of community. Now, think about community for a minute. Like, think about how important community is. Like, if you've ever sat back and really looked at the people you spend time with, have you ever sat back and really looked at, like, where you grew up and how it actually shaped who you've become? Like, it shapes the way we think. It shapes the way we act. It even shapes the way we talk. So, I just want to prove this real quick. So, I want to see who says what here. So, when you see a stream of water, there's two things that you can usually say. You can say crick or creek. So, let's see. How many of you say creek? All right, do we have any crick people out here? All right, that's good. Again, that's based on your community. Like if you grew up in the Pennsylvania area or even, I don't know where that's you say crick. It's just who you are. You say it wrong. No, I mean, you say. All right, now let's talk about the appliance that cleans our dishes or the appliance that cleans our laundry. So there's either the washer or the washer. How many of you are washer-type people? All right, now how many of you are washer-type people? I knew we got a couple of those, right? All right, and then the last one is this. When you see this, what do you see this as? Do you see this as a can of pop? Do you see this as a can of soda? Or for some of you, right, some people even would call this a can of Coke. Like, clearly it's Mountain Dew. But again, our community shapes who we become, right? It shapes how we say things. It shapes how we respond. Our community shapes who we become. It shapes our words. It shapes our thoughts. Again, our thoughts are driven by everything around us. Our thoughts are driven by everybody around us as well. And the same thing with our actions. We do certain things based on where we're from. We do certain things based on who we spend time with, right? Again, our community has the potential to shape us. It has the potential to shape us positively, but it also has the potential to shape us negatively again. I mean, just look at the Tide Pod Challenge. Like, talk about a community gone wrong right there. Listen, I ate soap as a kid, but it wasn't my choice. It's because I said some bad words and my parents made me. But again, our community shapes who we become. And one of the wisest men who ever walked on the earth, a guy named Solomon, understood this. And he dropped some knowledge, really sharing really some important facts about this in Proverbs 13:20. And he says this. He says, walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. Too many times, though, I think what happens is instead of focusing in on the basics, instead of really being intentional about the basics and the fundamentals of community, what we do is instead of walking with the wise, we end up associating with fools. Now, again, we probably never set out, like our goal wasn't to associate with fools because, well, it just happened because we weren't being intentional about it. We weren't focusing in on the basics. And it's really, it's the hardest thing to change because it's hard to be objective about who our community really is, right? A fool will never really think himself a fool. And really, we think pretty highly of ourselves a lot of times. We think pretty highly of the people we spend time with as well. We think pretty highly of the people we associate with. So it's hard sometimes, and sometimes we just get stuck in this rut. We get stuck in this area of associating with people who aren't lifting us up, who aren't leading us towards God, who aren't making us wiser, but instead, they're leading us to trouble. And too many times, we just get stuck. And really, we have a struggle with changing anything. And what this is really, it's a foolish way of thinking. And this foolish way of thinking leads to walking away from God. It leads to a separation from God. It can lead us to sin. But when we walk with the wise, when we do life with like-minded people, when we allow ourselves to connect with others who are striving towards God, it changes everything. It changes where we're going. And it draws us closer to Him. Again, growth requires community. Spiritual growth requires community. And this is how Jesus designed it. His design was for us to do community because He knew the challenges. And again, there's challenges with any community that you're in. But He knew the challenges involved in community that lead towards Him would help us become wiser. He knew it'd stretch us. He knew it'd challenge our faith to become stronger. And this is how He intended us to live. He didn't intend for us to live alone, but together, where we protect each other and share with one another. He intended us to do life together. Paul describes it perfectly here in Ephesians 4, 15 through 16, where it says, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Imagine doing community where we grow mature. Imagine doing community where the word, where love is spoken to us, right? Imagine doing community where everybody's supporting each other, where people strive to be completely humble, where people strive to be completely gentle, patient, and bearing with one another, right? This can happen. This can happen if we go back to the basics and become intentional about the community we're in. If we choose to do life with wise people, our community shapes who we become. And it's part of loving people to life change. And it's part of the basics of our spiritual life. So today what we're going to do is we're going to get pretty interactive with our one action step. And our one action step is this, is to do community with wise people. Do community with wise people. And how we define that and how we can do that here at Life Changes by joining a life group. So we want to help you make this happen. So today what we're going to do is we're going to hear from all of our life group leaders, and we're going to hear from them in 90 seconds or less. So if my life group leaders would come up here, you're going to hear from them in just a minute. And we're going to do this so everybody gets a fair shot. We're going to give them 90 seconds. We actually have a counter. When the counter goes off, we're going to mute the microphone so you can't hear them, right? We're going to kind of play that. It's fair. It's a lot of pressure, but it's fair. And we're going to start off with the man in the suit, Daryl Beckett.
Well, as Corbin said, my name is Daryl Beckett, and we have heard your cry, Life Change Church. Last time we had life groups, we heard from women, and we heard from men. Why is there not a men's group? Well, starting February 10th at 7 a.m., at Saturdays at 7 at Tim Hortons, there will be a men's group. Our society tells us a man is a guy who dresses in a flannel shirt and wears a beard, right? Society tells us a guy wears a Predator camo suit and spends every Saturday in the woods instead of running with his buddies. That's Travis, you can hear me. Society tells us, well, you have to have a... And we're going to study a book called The Resolution for Men. You can find it on Amazon for 50 cents. To find out more, stop by my booth. Ladies, you cannot come on Saturdays, but you can vote for my booth. We'll see you in a few.
That'll be a hard one to beat. Hey, guys. My name is Julie Foster, and my husband and I are going to be hosting a life group at our house. We live in Heath, in the River Oaks subdivision, so if anyone lives out that way, I hope you'll join us. But we're doing a study on the book of James. Anytime people ask me, I don't even know where to start, the Bible's so big, blah, 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 or even if I just don't even know what to read or looking for something, whatever, the book of James is always my go-to. So we're doing a James study at our house every other Sunday night. It is open to marrieds and singles alike. My husband and I will both be there. I picked the book of James as it's one of my favorites, and here are some reasons. So if anyone here doesn't really know what's going on in the book of James, I bet you'll remember some of these scriptures or they'll sound familiar to you. If any of you lack wisdom, ask and he'll give it generously. Let no man say he is tempted by God, for God tempts no one. There's no evil with him or in him. Wisdom from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, open to reason, and full of mercy. Do not speak evil against another, as there is only one lawgiver and judge. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. The prayer of a righteous man has great power. So maybe some of those sound familiar. My booth is in the back. It's probably, just because it's the least decorated and the most boring, doesn't mean our life group will be. So hope you'll join us. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Georgia. This is Marcia. We are a crazy, fun group of slightly older women who call themselves the Change of Lifers. We meet the first Monday of each month for food, of course, fun, prayer, encouragement, and what we call ladyship. The place is to be determined every month, and we'll have a flyer letting you know that.
We're Chris and Sonia Linder, and this is the height of college basketball season, and as it marches toward the madness of the final playoffs. And if you were a coach, and had the opportunity to sit down with one of the winningest basketball coaches that ever lived. Won 10 championships out of a 12-year period, 7 in a row, which is a record that still stands, and was named college basketball coach of the year 6 times in a row. You would jump at the opportunity to sit down with the late John Wooden, the coach of UCLA. So in our life group, we're going to do a series called Building a Family Legacy. And the gentleman that is going to be giving that presentation has been married for 57 years. He was the assistant clinical professor of pediatrics at UCLA for 17 years, on the staff at USC, the Children's Hospital of LA, for 14 years, has written 30 books, has granted a number of awards. His radio program reaches over 6 million people a week, and it was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. You would, if you're a married couple or parents, it would be an excellent opportunity for you to listen to this guy who's got a great resume, Dr. James Dobson. So I hope you'll join us on Thursday nights for the blend group called Building a Family Legacy. Woo.
You got right to two seconds.
Thank you. I can't top the video because Eric's not my son, so I don't. We tried to do a video. Yeah. Anyways, my name is Jen Keener. If you guys don't know me, my fearless leader, Megan, she's not here, so I'm going to stand in for her. Just want to tell you guys about our women's Bible study. We do every other Tuesday here at the church. Perks, free dinner, free childcare. It's 6 to 7:30, like I said, every other Tuesday. Currently, we're doing a study entitled Finding I Am. And we're learning how Jesus really fully satisfies the cry of our heart in that study. It's really good. We have another study already picked out. The books are at our booth back there if you guys want to take a look. I would just really encourage any lady that's not connected to just come. Even if you can just come for one Tuesday or every Tuesday, join for the fellowship or, a night away from the husband, or bring your kids and there's free childcare. So there's details and dates at our booth back there, and you can vote for us. So thank you.
We're going to let Sarah talk for this one.
Yeah, you guys hear him enough. So Corbin and I are doing Financial Peace University. We're going to do that starting February the 15th. It's presented by Dave Ramsey. Corbin and I have used this in our own life. We believe in it. We believe if you follow the plan, you will have financial peace at home and in your finances. It is possible. It's not something that everybody cannot achieve. So we're every Thursday night. We're going to meet here at the church at 6:30, same time as Chris and Sonia. So childcare will be provided. And that's it.
I am known as the envelope guy at the bank, so put practices into use, cash only on certain things, so yeah. But we're excited to teach you guys some principles as well so that you can experience financial peace. Cool. All right, well, at this time, what I'm going to do is our life group leaders are going to head out there, but what we're going to do is we're going to get a little bit different. So instead of just sitting here and listening to me talk more about things, I want to get interactive, and I want you to hear more from our life group leaders, to see them, to see exactly what they have ready and how you can do community and how you can do life with wise people. And I will say all those life group leaders are amazing, and they are really wise people. So there's a couple things, though, that you can do to be interactive with this. When you came in, everybody should have had a ticket on their chair. And that ticket isn't, you won't win something, but instead you give the opportunity for the life group leaders to win something. So what you want to do is you want to take that ticket with you out to the foyer, and then you're going to vote for the best booth. And I will tell you, the financial peace one was the first one up. I had no clue how crazy everybody else was going to go. So if you want to just vote on a curve, I'm good with that. But you're going to vote for the best booth, which one looks the best, and then you're also going to get an opportunity to talk with them, talk with the leaders, and jump in a group. So you're going to get 10 minutes. We're going to give you 10 minutes to go out there, and then you're actually going to come back. Don't sneak off. Don't go to your car and run away. Like, you're going to go out there for 10 minutes, talk with the life group leaders, and then come back in, and you'll see a countdown timer on these screens, and you'll see a countdown timer on the TV in the foyer as well. And then there's a little box at each booth where you can put your ticket in. And then to sign up, All you need to do is make sure you get your handout in your bulletin and rip that off, and then you can drop that in the offering basket at the end of service. So are you guys ready? Do we have our countdown timer for 10 minutes? Ready, set, go. All righty. If we could close those doors and everybody make their way back in. It's like musical chairs during sermon time today, all right? Hopefully you guys had fun. Hopefully you connect with somebody. Hopefully you were able to see a life group and really kind of see what they're all about. But there really is a reason why we put so much emphasis on community. There's a reason why we put so much emphasis on life groups. Because we know it's easy just to fall into the backdrop, right? We know it's easy to come on a Sunday morning, to come every other week, to come once a month. It's easy to do that. And then when life gets hard, it's easy to throw a pity party for yourself as well and realize that there's nobody around you to help dig you out of that, right? Life is tougher when we're on our own. But life is easier when we're doing life with wise people. When we have wise people who we can share our thoughts, share our feelings with on a day-to-day basis, on a week-to-week basis. It's easier, really. And that's the way God intended for us to live. He wants us to be in community with Christians. He wants us to be in community with wise people. He wants us to be in community with like-minded people because he knows that it's going to help us grow. He wants us to go back to the basics and be intentional about doing life together. I mean, if you think about a field of sheep, if the sheep are all together, right, they're less likely to be attacked by wolves. They're less likely to be attacked by the predator. But when that one sheep goes astray, when that one sheep begins to think that it doesn't need community, when that one sheep begins to think that it's better off by themselves, that's when they become vulnerable. And that's exactly when the enemy strikes. In 1 Peter 5:8, it says, "Be alert and a sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around you like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." The truth is we're all sheep. And God's our shepherd. He's encouraging us to do life together. To be in community of wise people. And when we do this, it doesn't give the opportunity to the devil to devour us. Now, he still may attack. There's still things that we may go through. There's still times where it could get tough. But we've got a crew around us. We've got a group around us. And we're stronger together. In Ecclesiastes 4:9-10, it says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up, but pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up." Jesus understood this. If you look at Jesus, he was the Son of God. He was perfect in every single way, but yet he still surrounded himself with people. He still surrounded himself with people, right? He surrounded himself both for his life and for the life of others. And the truth is, we don't just do community for ourselves. We do community because there's people that need each and every one of us in their lives as well. Jesus knew this, so he had his disciples. He had his people that he walked with, that he talked with, that he shared his joys with, that he shared his struggles with, that he shared life with. Right? They knew the ins and out of every part of their lives, right? If you look at it, Jesus was even in a life group. As the flyer says, Jesus was in a life group too, just saying, right? Because he understood community shapes who we become. So as we close, I want you to think through this. I want you to take this serious. I want you to go back to the basics and be intentional about who you're doing life with. And I want to challenge you to sign up for a life group today.
Thank you for listening to the Life Change Church podcast. If you were here today and you were listening and you made a decision to follow Christ, we would love to hear about it. Or maybe you're here and you're listening and that God is asking you to make the next step with whatever that it is in your life. We would love to hear about it and partner up with you. If you would, go to www.mylifechangechurch.com. And under the media section, please fill out the contact us information and let us know if you made a decision to follow Christ. Let us know what God is asking of you. And if you need prayer, we would love to partner up with you in prayer as well. We hope that you enjoyed the podcast and that it both encouraged and challenged you. Have a great week.